The following program is created for informational purposes only and does not constitute as medical advice. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the host. If you think you may have a medical emergency, consult your doctor.
This is where the healing begins.
This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com for your initial exam and consultation. Today we are talking about gut stuff. And now we always think that gut is just surely related to bowel movements. So if you think that the show today is just about poop, you would be wrong. But I think one of the things that we fail to realize is the importance of GI health. And even though you might be having 2 to 3 normal bowel movements a day, you still can have GI related issues. And here's a perfect example. Anytime I have a patient who comes in with like an autoimmune or an autoimmune related condition, one of the first things that I tell them that we should probably evaluate is gut, right? Like, always an asterisk, we don't treat disease processes in the office. We look at nutrition, deficiencies, cell cycles. And a perfect example is looking at an example of the gut-brain axis in autoimmune disease. This was published in November of 2023, but it looked at how the gut-brain axis is a two-way communication system, and it is influenced by signals from the nervous system, hormones, metabolism, the immune system, and microbes. And so I want to dive down a little bit deeper about how there is a mounting amount of data that points to a connection between autoimmune disorders, both neuroinflammatory and neurodegenerative diseases, but then how looking at dysbiosis in the in the gut, in the microbiota, how the solution isn't always just throwing a probiotic in the morning and the evening. But then in reality, the importance of making sure that we have a properly functioning GI system. So this is kind of a prelude to that, right? I feel like I have all the time in the world when I have radio shows, but in reality, or podcasts, but in reality, it's a very short snippet of time. So this is one where I'm going to highly encourage you. If you have GI, if this is autoimmune, if it is there's so much that talks about like brain on fire and how that has to do with the GI system. All of those things kind of come back. We're doing a more in-depth makeover health transformation about this in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we are located at the corner of 135, which is Meridian and Fairview, just south of County Line Road. You can register. This is a registered event. We will have limited tickets in the office. And this is a paid event. It is $10. Now know this, that the $10 goes directly back to supplements if you choose to buy any the day of the event. But we do need to ensure that we have enough seats as this is going to be something that fills up. So it is November 9th, which is a Saturday from 9 to noon. It starts promptly at 9. You can register in a couple different ways. Number one is that you can go to creatinghealthyindy.com. So creatinghealthyindy.com, or you can always call our office, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. or greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So those are some ways to reach out, but I would highly, highly encourage you, if you have to leave a couple of minutes early because you got a birthday party or whatever, no problem. I don't call people out if they have to like get up, walk, wiggle, go to the bathroom or leave a couple of minutes early. But the amount of information that you can have to be able to use and utilize, I think is really important for just health overall. So we will dive down deeper into that today. But before that, let's talk about some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, thousands of cleaning supplies may contain substances linked to health problems. So they talk about when you go through the chore of cleaning your house, you hope that end result is a safer, healthier environment for you and your loved ones. But some of the products you are using might be a risk to your health. So on the American market, we have, so here's something really cool. This is not part of the article, but a side note because it references this. If you have not plugged into EWG.org yet, EWG, so it's Environmental Working Group, EWG, it is great. They have ones with cleaning products, bath products, sunscreens, fragrances, which most of the fragrances you know are bad, but just an aspect of, for example, shampoos and conditioners that we have in our home, instead of reading all the ingredients, not understanding what they mean, I just search for EWG verified or EWG certified on their website. And I go from there because someone who's really smart and knows all about chemicals has vetted it. So anyways, they talk about, you know, when you are buying something on the shelf or it's for sale in a store, you assume that there's no risk or you know that exactly what you're getting. And this comes from a senior scientist at Environmental Working Group. So it's a non-for-profit organization that researches and advocates for safer products. And she said this, Tasha just said, this isn't the case. So on the American market, the EWG has found that more than 2,000 cleaning supplies may contain substances linked to health problems, including asthma, chemical burns, and cancer risks. So it can be hard to tell exactly what's safe and what's not when shopping at the store. So this is especially true with the prevalence of greenwashing. Greenwashing is kind of when a company uses tactics in their product labeling or marketing to appear more natural or environmentally safe than they really are. So before, people are becoming more aware of how these things have an effect on our health. So in the United States, though, there's really poor transparencies. So cleaning your home well is important for disease prevention, says Senior Vice President of Communications Outreach Membership at the American Cleaning Institute. That's funny. I imagine that he looks just like Mr. Clean. The proper use of cleaning products contributes to public health and quality of life in homes, schools, facilities. So talking about chemicals in your cleaners. So cleaning products may contain something called VOCs, volatile organic compounds. We think of organic as like a really good thing. This is not the same as like organic fruits and vegetables. Volatile organic compounds, VOCs, which include hundreds of different chemicals. Volatile organic compounds are gases that can be emitted from solids or liquid products, according to the EPA. These chemicals can cause problems such as eye, nose, throat irritation, damage to liver, kidney, and central nervous system. The impact that these chemicals depend on how often you are exposed to them and to what degree. And the concentrations of VOC are much higher indoors, which makes sense, right? Because we're like trying to keep all the hot or cool air in. So that would be important. So one of the big problems is that the list of potential harmful chemicals is long and that it sometimes can be hard to tell from an ingredient list exactly what you're exposed to if you use a product. So fortunately, there's resources to help quickly reference the different choices on the shelves. So the EPA has what they consider a safer choice label. And so the products that qualify for that do not contain chemicals linked to cancer, fertility problems, or other health risks. Here's the thing, too. Volatile organic compounds are not just in cleaning supplies. They're also in paint. So they talk about, like, stain, for example, has the highest risk of volatile organic compounds, paint. But you can actually get VOC-free, not low VOC, VOC-free paint at a lot of even just your standard box stores or paint stores. You just ask for VOC-free, not low VOC. You're like a little bit of cancer risk versus no cancer risk. So they also talk about how it's not just what you use, it's how you use it. So how you're using a cleaning product could be that of a concern as well. So some of the risks from using cleaning products in your home come from using them improperly, such as mixing bleach with ammonia, which are found in tile or multi-purpose cleaner, for example. Mixing disinfectant can also cause dangerous fumes. That's why it's important to read and follow the instructions on there. I would say one of the things that you can do is start with one, right? Like when you, and I want to say this transparently, is that I was the worst. Like I felt so good bleaching the floors in my apartment. I used the like sprinkle carpet stuff that you were supposed to vacuum up because it like, quote, like cleaned your carpet, and you're like, it didn't. It just put a bunch of baking soda and fragrance on there. You know, and all those smells and chemicals. I'll never forget my daughter. She was probably around 2 at the time, so she was pretty little. And we just happened to walk through the cleaning aisle in the grocery store, and she goes, oh, Mom, that hurts my brain. Can we get out of here? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that you can do is just make that transition. Look at EWG. I was very terrified when I first said it, because I'm like, how is it that you can use vinegar and baking soda and lemon and think that it's going to clean as good as bleach? But the problem is like you wash and rinse with bleach, but that bleach is still on your floor, and then you walk on it. If you have kids, you know, I think one of the things that made me really, really mindful as well of the cleaning product is that I very often would wash the floors. You know, you have people who, we don't wear our shoes in our home, but, you know, there are people still walking around. And now, gosh, I just have the little monsters who run outside barefoot, and then they're inside barefoot, but their feet are like outside, you know. And so you're like, that's basically just outside on the floor. But just steam mops versus what cleaning products, more natural cleaning products, integrating vinegar. I thought it was so interesting that years ago I was talking to an RT, a respiratory therapist, and I was talking about how to make your berries last for longer, you can clean them with vinegar, like a water vinegar rinse, because it kills the mold spores. And he said, you know, that's exactly how we recommend patients clean their, like a nebulizer that you would take home that has like vapor and air and water in there. So, you know, it oftentimes can lead to more mold spores. He says, yep, the way that you clean it is a water vinegar rinse. And I was like, oh, he's like, because it kills the mold spores, just like in the berries. And you think about, like, it's killing mold spores, but does, you know, I don't know. So I think there's one that you can still clean without it. But, and two, lemons. Oh, here's another really great thing that I did, too, is I just took a glass mason jar and I would peel the lemons. Like if I was going to juice a lemon, I would just take the peels of it, throw it in a mason jar, fill it with vinegar, and then you have lemon vinegar. It actually smells really good and clean and fresh, and it doesn't have, so then if you want that lemony smell, it's like from actual lemons, not chemicals. So weird how that happens. Now when we come back, your intestinal flora affects your health in multiple ways, including immunity, inflammation, metabolism. We'll talk more next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Now, today we are talking about gut stuff. And not the standard that you would think about, constipation, diarrhea. What is that? Opposite stomach. Diarrhea. Pepto-Bismol. Like the Pepto-Bismol commercial. Okay. Some of you will get that. Some of you will not. Our gut is our second brain. And I have just been doing so much research and reading so many books about this system, right? And it's so amazing that we have this system that we can live our entire life with, decades. It's a bi-directional system that our brain affects our gut and our gut affects our brain, and that we would know nothing about it. We have all of these systems that are functioning every single day, and they will function every single day just with innate intelligence. And we need to know nothing about it. And so the more, you know, I will always say, and I stand behind, the best decision you can ever make is an educated one in any regard in your life, right? But how much of us have stopped and taken the opportunity to be able to learn more about that? And that's one where here is my plug. I have done that. I have read the books. I've spent the hours. I've taken the classes. I have dove down deep into the knowledge about gut, how it affects the brain. And your gut, when we say gut, we just think about like bowel movements, right? I think that's what the average person thinks about is just bowel movements. When in reality, there is so much more when it comes down to it. And so we have this kind of bi-directional system, and we don't have an awareness about how your gut health, your microbiota, these microbes that are living in our intestines have an effect on your immunity, your vitamin absorption, your metabolism, which obviously leads to obesity, underlying inflammatory processes, and autism. There has been a lot of links between autism and gut bacterial diversity. And so we're going to dive down deep into that. So today is just a skim of it. Like you'll get some information, but not as many true applicable actionable steps and knowledge as you will on Saturday, November 9th. So Saturday, November 9th, it's at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, which is at the corner of 135 in Fairview. So just south of County Line Road. We are going to break down more the different mechanisms that, you know, society has always just been like, you got a gut problem, take a probiotic. You poop too much, take a probiotic. You don't poop enough, take a probiotic. Your belly hurts, take a probiotic. And you're like, do you know there are billions into like trillions of bacteria in your gut? But yet somehow we're like, but I found this pill that has 20 of the best strands, and I'm going to take these 20 twice a day because it's, you know, whatever, 10 million strands for the rest of my life. And then all of a sudden we solve gut problems because that's, you can take a good thing and make it bad. And so I think just that aspect. So we're doing a class in the office. Again, it's Saturday, November 9th. It starts at 9 a.m. It's from 9 to noon. Seating is limited, but you can register to reserve your seat. I know that we have a couple left. So how you register? You can give us a call at 317-893-2853, or you can just hop online right now, wherever you're at. You're going to type in creatinghealthyindy.com. So creatinghealthyindy.com. And you're going to see that those tickets are $10. Reason being is because we have a limited amount of seats, that $10 just ensures that you are more likely to come. And then when you come, you get a $10 product voucher. So you get that $10 right off of any sort of product you choose to buy day of the event. So that is how we ensure that with our limited seating, that the people who are really value the information that we're going to share, who really will take it, be actionable about it and value that, it's a $10, it turns around and just goes right back into your pocket, but it will reserve your spot. So again, that's creatinghealthyindy.com to reserve your ticket, creatinghealthyindy.com, or you can give us a call, 317-893-2853. So best bet's probably just hopping online to grab it to ensure that you get them in case the office is not open, that someone doesn't take that spot before you can get it. So $10 is a pretty big deal for hours of hours and hours. You won't be there for hours. It's very good hours of information that I've learned that I have the ability to condense and give to you in very understandable, every joke intended, digestible information and actionable steps on what you can do, more than just simply, hey, take this pill for the rest of your life. Because in reality, there are other aspects that have a play in your gut and your GI health. And so when we dive down a little bit deeper into gut, right, because I think that's one that's really important. One of the first things that I typically will do when I have a patient who has a new or existing autoimmune is that we talk about gut stuff, which is very different than what the allopathic model will tend to evaluate in any sort of those systems. Now, always a reminder, we don't treat disease processes. We treat nervous system, body, nutrition, cell cycles. So when we talk about this, the first thing that someone would ask is why the gut? And that answer is because of this. Over the course of time, we do things in life, and that could be things we know of or things that we don't. So, you know, it could be a round of steroids or antibiotics. It could be glyphosate, right, which is Roundup weed killer. And you in your brain might think, well, I'm not using that. But that is what they use when you have conventional, when you're like, oh, I'm going to buy the conventional strawberries or the conventional lettuce, or, you know, especially strawberries, berries, grapes. It has a very thin skin and little bugs love it. So if we don't want to share our produce with bugs, then they spray it. So the bugs won't like it and it kills all the weeds. But we consume that. And that damages the intestinal lining and the bacteria and the flora in there. It could be stress. It could be a certain medication. It could be the type of food that we're eating. There's all of these different aspects of what is going on to cause this. But it damages the intestinal lining. And when we damage the intestinal lining, it causes large particles of food to go through. I have better visuals when you're in the office. So if you say this doesn't make as much sense as it could because it'd be easier to see, I would agree with you. That's why we're doing our talk on November 9th at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So everyone listening, you are invited. It is an event that you need tickets for. CreatingHealthyIndy.com will get you those tickets. But you have these tight gap junctions that break. And so large particles of food come in and your body says, well, you're not supposed to have that. So it attacks it and it attacks it and it attacks it and it attacks it. And the body's like, if this is what we're doing and we're just on like autopilot where it's like, I'm a hammer and everything's a nail, then we are just attacking everything. You're like, then why wouldn't I attack your eyes or your joints or your right? And so we have these things where it's like an autoimmune condition is your immune system's on overdrive and it's attacking your body internally for some reason. And we never really address why it's attacking anything internally. But what we will do is say the immune system's too much. It's on overdrive. Let's decrease the immune system, which might be able to solve some problems. But often what I find in practice is that it will also create a different problem. So although it might solve one, you know, what else on the secondary aspect? So for example, if you have like a low dose methotrexate, it's a low dose chemotherapy, it kills off all your immune system. Well, your immune system does things like kills cancer. So if you have all of these like little baby cancer cells that your immune system would typically take care of, and then all of a sudden we say, hey, your joints look so much better, or they have not progressed, is really often what autoimmune desires is for. but they say, oh, but by the way, here's your different diagnosis. And you're like, man. And so what I found is that when patients are ready to be proactive, when we address these things, is very important, and there is lots of change. So we have multiple patients in the office who are in what is considered clinical remission. Clinical remission is typically where once you have that autoimmune, you'll never be undiagnosed with it, right? Like, so for example, if you have high blood pressure and then you're off all your medications and you don't have high blood pressure, they would say, you don't have high blood pressure. Similarly with like type 2 diabetes, you're not on metformin, you're not on insulin, your A1C is a wonderful number, your fasting blood sugar is a wonderful number. They would say, you no longer have diabetes. And that's not the same with autoimmune. And so what they consider it is then, like, we have a patient who should be in a wheelchair by now. That's what the doctors told her. She's going to be in a wheelchair, has no quality of life. I think she's on her 9th or 10th grandkid. She's very young. She is one of the best, most energetic, present grandmas that I have ever seen. And she's in what they would consider clinical remission. She has not taken any medications for her RA now in, and that's not something I did. That's something her rheumatologist did. And so when you have the ability to start, you know, getting to some of the root cause of the problem, you might not totally reverse a disease process, but if you can keep it at bay, and we look at something like that, autoimmune, right? Just because we talk about that gut-brain access. I was reading a research article that was very interesting, and it was talking, like, they're talking about neuropsychiatric disorders. And so neurotransmitters are produced in your gut. And so the way that they get from your gut to your brain is through your vagus nerve, which is where part of chiropractic, vagus nerve is your 10th cranial nerve. It's considered your wandering nerve. It is one of your longest nerves. And so it just gives you an example of how, if neurotransmitters are created in your gut, how do they get from your gut to your brain? And they creep up that vagus nerve. And so just those things that you're like, so your gut has to do with your mood? And you're like, yes, it sure does. It sure does. And so when we have all of these, you know, it's just the aspect of, we think when we say gut, the first thing the average person thinks of is bowel movements. And that is true too. But there's so much more, and it's so much deeper. And again, that is what we're going to dive down deeper into on November 9th. So it is Saturday. It's from 9 to noon in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. It is a registered event. Tickets are required. You can get those tickets by just hopping on your computer or phone and going to creatinghealthyindy.com. So it's creatinghealthyindy.com. Tickets are $10. Those $10 come right back to you the day of the event. You will receive a $10 product voucher, which means that you get $10 off any product if you decide to buy any. So it goes right back into your pocket. But what it does for us is that it ensures people don't sign up and not show up. Since it is in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we do have a limited amount of seats. It's not at like an amphitheater church like we'll often do some of the makeovers at. So this is one that seats are limited. So for people who really value that information, they think it's important, they want to learn more and have actionable steps on how to get to that root cause of the problem, this is a perfect event for you. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can go to creatinghealthyindy.com. That's creatinghealthyindy.com to register for tickets. So what about joint aches and pains? We'll talk a little bit more about if there is any association between fibromyalgia and the gut microbiome next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
Fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. Today we're talking about gut microbiome. We are doing an advanced educational workshop at our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. It is going to be November 9th. It is a Saturday from 9 to noon. You can get tickets. This is a ticket required event because it's in our office. So we don't have, tons of chairs. So we want to ensure that people who have signed up are really committed to coming. Those tickets are $10. Those $10 come back to you day of the event in a $10 product voucher. So to use day of the event. And here's where I truly think that every single person should be at this event. If you have a gut, do you eat? Do you consume food? Then you should be at this event. Because this is a system that controls, you know, biologists, scientists will literally consider this our second brain. And when we talk about, I want to be able to break down how to gauge what constitutes a healthy microbiome. You know, there are trillions of bacteria that call our body home. In our gut, those are known as kind of the microbiome, and they're unique to each and every one of us. Now, that being said, when they are not well, when they are unwell, it has a massive effect. And we always, as a society, kind of the allopathic thought process, has always viewed this as if I am having normal bowel movements every single day, then my gut is fine. And that's not necessarily true. That's just like saying, you know, that's just like saying, I don't have back pain, so my spine must be fine. I don't have toothaches, so my teeth must be fine, right? Like, that's 100% not the facts. That's why you can go in and say, I went through x-rays with a gentleman yesterday who had end of phase 2 degeneration in his cervical spine and an S curvature in his lumbar spine with beginning of to middle of phase 2 osteoarthritis degeneration. And he was like, but I really just don't have that much pain. And I, you know, it's one of those aspects where I'm like, you know, I'm not going to be like, oh my gosh, this is the worst. But in reality, in my head, I just told him, I said, listen, this may or may not be causing you problems now, but it will definitely cause you problems in the future if we don't do something proactively about it, you know. But the problem with our society is that we don't want to do anything proactive. We want to wait until we're like on our deathbed and we can't move and we're facing back surgery to be like, gosh, I'll do anything. And you're like, but you could have done something that would have been way more effective 10 years ago when it wasn't as much of a problem. Like, I just, gosh, it's maddening. Anyways, so here's something that I think is really interesting about fibromyalgia. Right? Because we always think about fibromyalgia, and I talk a lot about this, is that, you know, the WebMD definition of fibromyalgia is an overactive nervous system. And so when we have this nervous system that's overfiring, that's one where it's got to get to our organ systems, but then it's all these other pain points as well. Now, that being said, when you look at what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we are whole body wellness. And so, yes, we need to address why is your nervous system overactive, but then too, from an underlying inflammation standpoint, that also can very much be correlated with and looking at gut health. And so there is a rheumatologist who talks about how Dr. Swami Venuturupalli, who's a neurologist out of Beverly Hills, California. And so his focus is on treating autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. And he said, there's a definitive correlation between gut health and fibromyalgia. And so he was talking about, through research, there are higher incidences of irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, in people with fibromyalgia. So some reports say approximately 60% of people with fibromyalgia have IBS. And conversely, 60 to 70% of people with IBS also have fibromyalgia. So he also notes a study published in March of 2015 in the Journal of Medicine found that people with fibromyalgia were 1.5 times more likely than others to have IBS, which is symptoms of chronic abdominal pain, constipation, diarrhea, and nausea. So fibromyalgia has been linked to small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, which is considered SIBO. So a condition with similar symptoms in which the small intestine is colonized by colon bacteria. Now, that being said, I find that so many people who are actively taking a probiotic and they're on their second, third, or they've been taking it for a while, will see more small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. Reason being is because, again, what is happening is that we are over inoculating. We are taking probiotics that are not spore-based, so over-inoculation is almost inevitable with that. And we just take it over and over and over again. Well, now when you have small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, you've got to figure out, like, there is likely some removing of that bacteria that needs to happen. And so that's one, like I had said, you know, inevitably this is part of what we can go through. But that's why on November 9th, this is why we're doing a deeper dive. That deep dive is going to break down more of like, what is proper gut health? What does it look like? How would you know if there is yeast, candida, over inoculation? And then some actionable steps on what to do. What can cause leaky gut? What is leaky gut a sign or a symptom? What do you do to get to the root cause? So inevitably, those are ones. The more ability we have to learn and know, the more actionable steps we can take. Knowledge is power. And so that's what November 9th, it's a Saturday morning, it is in our office. This is a ticketed event, right? So it's $10. That $10, when you turn around, goes right back to your hands as a product voucher, a $10 off product voucher for the day of the event for any product you choose to buy. If you want to register and reserve those seats, know that we will sell out for this event. So if you are on the fence, I would get those tickets because, again, it's in the office. You can, two ways, give us a call, 317-893-2853. That's our office number, 317-893-2853. Or you can just simply streamline the process, cut out the middleman, and go online to Creating Healthy Indie. So that's creatinghealthyindy.com to ensure that you reserve that ticket. You can get one for a friend, but this is one from an action step standpoint when you are ready to actually start learning on what is going on, how to better what is going on. It gives you the opportunity to make those steps. Now, I have seen people, and this is why just from like seeing, you would never think, if you were to ask me, you know, 15 years ago when I started practice, how excited will you be to talk to strangers about poop? I would say actively no thank you. Here's what's a little bit interesting and why now that has changed a little bit is that it radically changes people's lives. When I tell you that I had a patient who came in who was just, and again, remember, we don't treat disease processes in the office. What we do is we look at cell cycles. We look at nutritional deficiencies. We look at systems. We're never treating a disease process. But when you see someone who starts to sleep through the night, you see someone who has, for example, not nervous system related, but because of how her stool and her bowel movements had anal leakage. Just all of these things that someone who would rarely go out to eat because they couldn't make it to the bathroom without having to have like explosive diarrhea. And, you know, it's so embarrassing. And it's just this taboo thing in our society when in reality, there has to be a point in time where we address that there's a problem going on. And we're like, oh, if it's, you know, diarrhea, take this. If it's constipation, take this. And those are the other things. You know, one of the other aspects, this is so interesting too, that I was looking at is about bile and bile acids. So like stomach acid. So this is one of the things we're going to address too, is that acid reflux. You know, we're like, hey, take some omeprazole. But there was a 2023 study, and they found that people with fibromyalgia had a lower level of specific bile acid in their blood compared with healthy controls. These secondary bile acids are produced by gut bacteria that people with fibromyalgia tend to lack. In fact, the lower the level of bile acid they had circulating, the more intense pain they reported, possibly because some of these bile acids bind to neurons in the spinal cord that suppress pain, right? And you're like, when you look at just the complete awe of the human body and you're like, why are we not doing a deeper dive? Why are we not figuring out what that looks like, how we can help it? So just from that aspect of how we can look at and address, but you've got to have someone who has done the research. And that is literally what I've done. The books, the research articles, and I've put them the best that together that I can to make it, again, all pun intended, a very digestible amount of information, how we can explain that. Generally, every gut is different, but then explaining a bit more about the testing that can be run if choose to do so and what that allows us to see and then what actionable steps we need to move forward. And so all of that will be explained more at our November 9th gut transformation. So it is from 9 to noon. It is in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Tickets are required. So you can go online to reserve that spot for you today. Creating Healthy Indy, I-N-D-Y, creatinghealthyindy.com, or you can give us a call, 317-893-2853. It's our office number. Really the best way, if you want to cut out the middleman to ensure you have those tickets, I would just hop right online, creatinghealthyindy.com. Now, if you can't make the event and you want to come in and get further evaluated in the office, you always have that ability too. You can go online to our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You can schedule your initial exam and consultation to sit down and talk, see what we can do, how we can help, and just allows us to be a little bit more specific with your personalized care. So a couple different ways, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com to schedule your initial exam and consultation. If you say, hey, I want to get started with all this gut stuff. You got it. Let's do it. CreatingHealthyIndy.com. That's CreatingHealthyIndy.com to reserve your tickets. And again, this is in our office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Seating is limited. We will reach full capacity here pretty soon. So if it is something that's on your mind, I would hop on right now and get it all filled out. So look forward to next week. Appreciate your time. Always remember that your power is on.